afterwards. Thank you so much, Rabbi.
Okay, thank you so much for having me. I was not so extraordinarily busy today, to tell you the truth. So, okay, I wasn't sure what topic to talk about. I asked Meir, and he was absolutely no help. So we're going to just pick a random topic relating to Shabbos, because Shabbos comes every single week. And if you think about it, you may discover that there's a relationship in this topic in some way or another to something that appears in Maseches Sukkah, for those who are learning Sukkah, and a connection to the Parshas HaShavua, for those who are Mavir Sedra. So that will be your trivia question. You're going to have to figure it out. But the topic is a Shabbos-related topic. What we're going to talk about is the obligation, or lack thereof, to cover the challahs at your Shabbos meal. This is something that is ubiquitous, if I'm using that word correctly, at every from home, you find a challah cover. Often you find many challah covers, but where does that come from? You know, you go to any Judaica store on Central Avenue, anywhere in the world, Mei Sha'arim, you can find many, many different types of challah covers. Is there a need for a challah cover? Why do we cover our challahs? When do the challahs need to be covered? Is that a din dafka and lecha mishnah, or is it all the food on the table? Do you have to have challah on the table at the time you say kiddush, just so that you can cover it, or is it even better to not have the challah on the table? And a lot of other things. Do you need to cover it on the bottom also, only on the top? So this is the sugya that we're going to discuss. So right off the bat, you all know the reason why we cover the challah. What's the reason why we cover the challah? What?
Man.
Okay, that's one. What else? So it doesn't get embarrassed. I was once at a Pesach program, and there was a comedian, and the comedian was making leitzanus over a number of halachos, which is a violation of many, many things. And one of the things he was saying is, oh, the bread can't be embarrassed. Oh, the bread is embarrassed. He made like a whole joke about that, and was like, wow, he sounds like an idiot. Meaning, if you understand everything at a very, very simple level, without any understanding whatsoever, of course everything sounds like a leitzanus. Everything's going to sound like a joke. But our religion is not a joke. Our religion has some very serious things to say. So we got two reasons so far. Are there any other reasons why it is that we cover the challah? What?
Covered
for what? For who? For Shabbos. Okay, so these are the three basic reasons. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go through the sources. You know, we're going to go through the sources for those three reasons, analyze them a little bit, each one a little bit, and then what's the next thing to do once you have three different reasons for one halacha? Nafkaminas, right? We're going to go through nafkaminas. So we'll try to hit 11 nafkaminas. But, you know, anyone could say nafkaminas. We have to try to document. We have to try to find where does it say these nafkaminas, and does it play out? Now, in on that level, it's a very simple shir, meaning the structure is very simple. It's three basic reasons and 11 nafkaminas based on those three basic reasons. There is an advantage to saying things simply, and the advantage is it's easy to follow, and it also gives you a construct within which to think about things. The disadvantage of making things very simple is that you often sacrifice what? Accuracy. You often sacrifice accuracy when you oversimplify. So it's not, we're going to see that even though all of these things may seem like nafkaminas, there doesn't seem to be consistency in Minhag Yisrael in terms of why it is that we cover the challahs. Let's start at the beginning. There is the only sugya that you could point to in Shas that actually discusses some type of covering of food at the Shabbos table is a sugya in Maseches Pesachim, the 10th parak of Maseches Pesachim. The Gemara tells us, Rab Bar Rav Huna Kol Beresh Galusa, he visited the Resh Galusa, Aisu Tocha Kamei, they brought the plate, and Paras Mapa V'Kidesh, they brought the table rather, he covered the table with a mapa is a cloth, and he said Kiddush. And the way Rashi understands on the spot is that he was having a meal on Friday afternoon, and while he's having this meal on Friday afternoon, he realized, it's Shabbos, I have to say Kiddush, but you're not going to say Kiddush with all the food right there. He had to show that the meal was going to be designated as a Shabbos meal, so he covered the whole table with a cloth, he said Kiddush, and then he continued the meal. This is the notion of paras mapa umekadesh. Very good, but that has nothing to do with covering the challah. I mean, that's a very specific circumstance. That's someone who happens to be having a lavish meal on Friday afternoon, which should never really happen. Meaning, why would that ever happen? There's only one time that ever really happens. That's if Purim falls out on Erev Shabbos, that could happen. Otherwise, it should never really happen that a person is having a lavish meal in front, maybe some pizza on Central Avenue or something, but a lavish meal on Friday afternoon, very unusual. But says Tosfos that no, what was going on over here is that that they would dafka cover the table with a, they would dafka rather, bring the table in front of them after the Kiddush. And Tosfos quotes from the She'iltos, and this is reason number one. Va'achshav shulchanos shalanu shehim gedolim yoter midai, our tables, which are very, very large, v'kasha lahaviyam achar kiddush, you know, really ideally you should bring the table out after kiddush, but our tables are too big to do that. Where are you going to keep your entire dining room table in your kitchen, say kiddush, and then schlep out your entire dining room table? It's very difficult to do that. Shalo lahavsik kol kach mein kiddush l'suda. Why is it so difficult? So interesting. Tosfos doesn't say because it's such a schlep. For a mitzvah, it's such a schlep. You do a schlep. No, the point is, it's going to create too much of a hefsik between kiddush and the suuda to schlep all the furniture. So anu regilin lifros mapo ulakadesh. We have the practice of, instead of bringing out the table, we cover the table to then reveal the table. So there's got to be some big reveal of our table before, right after Kiddush. A big reveal of the table. Why? What's the purpose of this big reveal of the table right after Kiddush? So we don't have to guess. Tosa says, V'atam furish b'shiltos, ki hechi detesi su'udasa biyakra deshabata, so that the su'uda will come with the honor of Shabbos. Great. What does that mean? The su'uda will come with the honor of Shabbos. I broke like every rule of how much silence you're supposed to allow. What does that mean? Nope. The suuda will come with the honor of Shabbos. No, I'm not going to say anything. I'm waiting for someone else to say something. Yeah?
It should already have been the Shabbos finished.
And therefore what? That expresses what? Meaning, what's the advantage of doing that? Oh, to designate this as a Su'udah Shabbos. I could be having a big meal because it's Thanksgiving. I could be having a big meal just because I like to eat. People have big meals all the time. People who eat all day on Shabbos, who end lunch at 5 o'clock, you know, when Shabbos ends at 6, will be at a restaurant on Central Avenue at 7. It's unbelievable. You could have big meals whenever. It has nothing to do with Yakra de Shabbata. So what do? We dafka want to show this, all of this, this entire lavish table, it's the Lekavit Shabbos. How do we show it's the Lekavit Shabbos? That we reveal it right after Kiddush. Kiddush is talking about how wonderful Shabbos is. Shabbos is great, Shabbos is wonderful, Shabbos is wonderful. Boom! And that's why we have this, right? That's the idea of Yakra de Shabbata that Tos says in Shulchan Aruch Harav. He says that it's Kidei She Yisra, to show that the bread is being brought here, l'kavod Shabbos, it's as if you set the entire table for the sake of kavod Shabbos. That is reason number one that we cover the challah. It's a way of demonstrating that we're covering the food to demonstrate that right after the Kiddush, look, this is all l'kavod Shabbos. What would be even better to fulfill this idea? To actually only bring the table after the Kiddush. But Tos says, what are we going to do? We have these 12-foot long dining room tables, because in a Jewish home, that's, you know, we have big dining rooms, small living rooms, whatever. You know, when a Jew buys a house, and they always flip the dining room and the living room, because for non-Jews, they build the living room big, the dining room small. But Jews entertain, so we flip it. So we have a big dining room, giant dining room table. It's not shaykh to come bring out the table afterwards. So we have the whole table set, and we even have the challah there, and we cover it. That is reason number one. Then Tosfos says reason number two. V'yesh mefarish zecher leman shelo hayyored b'shabbosos yom tovim v'yatal milamala umilamata v'aman b'netayim. That it's a way to remember the man. How does a cover of the challah remember the man? How does that recall the man? Because the man came down with a layer of dew underneath it, a layer of dew over it, D-E-W, dew, underneath and over it, and therefore, as a zecher to that, we cover the challahs. That's what Tosfos says. And it makes a lot of sense that you'd have a zecher l'man specifically on your challahs. Why does it make a lot of sense you'd have a zecher l'man specifically on your challahs? Why do we have Lechem Mishnah? Yeah? Good, we have Lecha Mishnah in the first place because of the double portion of man that had fallen on Erev Shabbos. So it's very, very mistaver that you're going to have a Zecher Leman on Dafka related to the Lecha Mishnah, and that's what we do. The Gemara Maseches Brachos Daf Lamed Tes tells us, Amar Rabbi Abba, u'b'Shabbos chayev adam l'vtsoa al shtei kikaros. Then on Shabbos you need to have two loaves of bread. My taima lecha mishnah ksiv. Where does it say lecha mishnah? By the man. The whole idea of shtei kikaros by Shabbos is based on a pasuk that speaks about the man. The Abu Dram raises the following kasha that I think is not a kasha. The Abu Dram asks the following. He says, I don't understand. A zeichel man. There was one day a week when the man did not fall. And that one day was Shabbos. Why would you make a Zecher Leman? Makes sense every other day. The one day it doesn't make sense is Shabbos. Because Shabbos, there was no man. What are you remembering? So why is that not a kasha? Right. Meaning the whole purpose is that they had a double portion on Friday. That's the Lecha Mishnah. The Lecha Mishnah represents the double portion on Friday, which was the man in an unusual sense. It was the man coming a day in advance and not spoiling. And that's the special Zecher that on Shabbos we had day-old man that hadn't spoiled. So of course that's when you're going to do the Zecher of the man. The Zecher to the double portion of man that came down is the entire idea of the Challah. And in fact we find that Dafka on Friday night we do things that are Zecher Leman. There is a Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah in Simin Reish Mem Beis writes that there is a minhag to have Pashtida, which he describes as like some type of Knish or Bereka, as a Zecher Leman. How is that a Zecher Leman? Because inside you'll have your meat or your potato or whatever it is that's inside there, and it's surrounded with the dough on the top and the bottom, Zecher Leman. So now next time you have like a little pastrami Knish or something as an appetizer or whatever, now you'll know that you're being Mekayim Ramah, that it's not just Stam on a Shabbos, you're being Mekayim Ramah, that it's a Zecher Leman, that Dafka, the Friday night meal, is what's designated to be a Zecher Leman. Good, so that's reason number two, a Zecher Leman, that's quoted in Tosfos. Third reason, the Torah quotes from the Yerushalmi. Where is this Yerushalmi? Nowhere. We have no idea where this Yerushalmi is. It doesn't seem to appear anywhere, but the Torah quotes from the Yerushalmi. And the Torah says, Shelo Yira Hapas Boshto. And this is probably the most famous of the reasons, but it's the one that Tosfos doesn't quote. Right? That the pas should not be embarrassed, that the bread should not be embarrassed. What does it mean that it shouldn't be embarrassed? So it's not like some machshava idea, you know, some deep mystical idea. It explains, the Torah explains, you just have to read to the end of the sentence, mamish, like you don't have to, you know, they tell stories about, I think by the Chavetz Chaim, that someone was yelling at his wife, how could you forget the challah cover, and the Chavetz Chaim says, the whole idea of the challah cover is not to embarrass the bread, and here you are embarrassing your wife. It's not really about embarrassing the bread. Here's what it is. Shalu yira pas bosho pirish shu muktam bepasuk v'ayroyu lakdimo bebracha u'makdim lebirch sayayin. That generally speaking, there are halachos and hilchos brachos. What comes first? What do you say a bracha on first? And the halacha is, if you have wine and you have bread in front of you, hilchos brachos tells you, you say a bracha on the bread first. So you're going to break the order of the normal halacha, and that halacha is based on the pasuk. The pasuk goes through the seven minim that Eretz Yisrael is praised with, and we assume that kolam muktam bepasuk, whatever is earlier in the pasuk, this is Gemara in Brachos Daf Mem Aleph, Eretz Chita, Sa'orav, the Gefen, Chita comes before Gefen, and therefore most bread is Chita, right? It's made out of wheat. You would say a bracha on the Chita before the Gefen, and therefore if the pas is exposed while you're saying a bracha on the wine for Kiddush, that would be a problem. You should have had to say a bracha on the bread instead. So what do? We cover the bread, so that makes it as if the bread is not here, and therefore I don't have a problem that I'm saying a bracha on the wine first. I'm able to say a bracha on the wine before the bread itself. That goes, Maimonides points out, that that's only, this is only true if you wash before Kiddush. Who washes before Kiddush? Yekis, right? So they mean real Yekis, right? They wash before Kiddush. This is only if you wash before Kiddush. Why is this only if you wash before Kiddush? It says that goes my money, because you only really have the option of eating the bread if you've washed. Meaning there's no din that you have to say a bracha on the bread first if you're not able to eat the bread. right? If you're not able to eat it, so then of course not. It's only if you're able to eat the bread. So if you have the minhag of washing before Kiddush, where you actually have the option of the wine or the bread, and then you choose the wine, that's where it's going to be a problem. Shalyer hapas boshto. Rav Asher Weiss just pointed out that this helps in a certain sense. There's a comment in the Orchos Chaim in Dinei Arve Shabbosos, Ostes Vav. He says that Shalyer hapas boshto, but he says it a little differently. He says, you know, if you don't cover the bread, then the halach is going to be that you'll have to say Kiddush on the bread. Because really, you're allowed to say Kiddush on the bread, and since in Hilchos Brachos, the bread comes before the wine, so Mela, you should have to say Kiddush on the bread instead of the wine. Aye, but wine is better for Kiddush than bread is. So he says, L'chora, this is the Machlokas over here. When you have two Dine Kedima, you have the Dine Kedima of Hilchos Brachos, and the Dine Kedima of Hilchos Kiddush. In Hilchos Brachos, what comes first, the bread or the wine? Bread. In Hilchos Kiddush, what comes first? The wine. So I don't know which din kedima should I follow, right? So that's what seems to be the machlokas over here in these reasons. If you say shelo yira pas boshto, you're saying that I really would have to go with the halachos of brachos and say the Kiddush on the bread. But if you say like the other reasons, then you're assuming that no, of course I'm going to say the Kiddush on the yayin because you follow Hilchos Kiddush, not Hilchos Brachos. Says Rav Asher Weiss, that whole analysis becomes unnecessary if you assume that this whole din of Shalyer HaPas Boshto only applies if you washed before. If you assume that you didn't wash before, then lo yira pas boshto is not going to be a problem to begin with. That's a ha'ara of Rav Asher Weiss. In the Sefer Ginas Varadim, he says, why is the Tosfos doesn't quote the Yerushalmi? So what's the simple reason why Tosfos doesn't quote the Yerushalmi? It doesn't exist. We don't have the Yerushalmi. Meaning, it comes from somewhere, but maybe Tosfos had our Yerushalmi that doesn't have this Yerushalmi. So it could be that there's a version of the Yerushalmi that didn't have it. But Tosfos doesn't quote the Yerushalmi. So Sefer Ginas Radim says, because he holds that it's no boshes to the pas by being mevarich alayayin first. Why is it not? That's not an embarrassment to the pas. Adrabah. What did Tosfos understand? Why is it that you cover the challah? Well, why do you cover the challah? Because you want to show that this challah is not just regular challah. This bread is not just regular bread. What is it? It's covered Shabbos. It's elevating the bread. Dafka by saying the bracha on the yayin first. You're not embarrassing the bread. You're elevating the bread. You're skipping the bracha on the bread because you want to show the covered Shabbos associated with the bread. So Tosos, within his own mindset, within his own way of thinking, following the she'iltos, that the whole idea is to be mechabed, the yakra de Shabbata, to show the glory of Shabbos, the preciousness of Shabbos. Yeah, so Tosos says that's not going to be a boshes whatsoever. That's the ha'ara of the Ginas Varadim. Those are the three basic reasons. So now let's go through some nafkamina. So how did we say 11? We said we'll see if we have time to get through all 11. We'll get through a bunch. Some nafkamina. Nafkamina number one: when exactly does the challah have to be covered? So let's think it through. When exactly does the challah have to be covered? So we have our three reasons. If it's to demonstrate that all of this food is for the sake of Shabbos, so when does it have to be covered? And when, or put it differently, when can you uncover it? When can you uncover it? So no, what's the ideal time to uncover it if it's to demonstrate that all of this is for the glory of Shabbos? What would you say? Right after Kiddush. You say the Kiddush, here you go, voila, it's ready to be, this is all for Shabbos. Right after, it should not wait until after you wash and then come back to the table and whatever, right? It should, right after Kiddush, l'chora. If you assume that it's Zecher Leman, when should it be? When can you uncover it, or when should you uncover it? When are we doing the Zecher Leman? When you're eating it, when you're actually saying the bracha on the challah, right? Meaning the Lecha Mishnah is Zecher Leman. So you're fulfilling the Zecher Leman when you're saying a bracha on two loaves instead of one. So it should dafka be covered then. And in fact, for Kiddush, it wouldn't even need to be covered. It would only need to be covered at the time that you're saying the Amotzi. And if you assume that the reason is Shel Yira Pas Boshto, so then when can it be uncovered? After which part of Kiddush? Even before you drink the wine, after you say the bracha on the wine. The whole point is that you can't say a baruch hagafen when there's bread right in front of you. That's a boshes to the pas. So as soon as you say the baruch hagafen halfway through kiddush, you'd be allowed to uncover it. That is logically what how the nafkamina would play out. Are there any documents, right? Can we document it? Is there any mar makomos? Magen Avraham, Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, Sifkat Mechav, says that im haya magula tsarich lakdimo, if the bread were uncovered, you would have to eat it first, the kodem liyayin, because it comes before wine, v'lechein lichaseyu, and that's why we covered it in the first place, meaning that the whole idea is lo yira pas boshto, ulefi zeh, miyad kishabirech baruch priyagafen, rashay legaloso. As soon as you say the baruch priyagafen, you're done. Lo yira pas boshto no longer applies, you can now uncover it. Ah, but says the Magen Avraham, Avalafia tam detes yasu to be yakra de shabta. But if you assume that it's about the honor of Shabbos, about showing respect to Shabbos, lo yigaleyu adachar kiddush. Not after baruch priya gafen. You have to wait till after you finish the entire text of kiddush. He doesn't then take the next step, but we can take the next step, right? What's the next step? And if it's zecher leman, you can't even uncover it after kiddush. You have to wait until you say the hamotzi. He doesn't mention that, but that is what's most mistaver. And the Mishnah Brura, in fact, mentions that in the name of the chaye adam. However, the Mishnah Brura quotes a prima gadim that according to all the reasons, you only have to have it covered through kiddush. And Sharetzi, and he says that the Prima Gadim is even Mekel for the time of Zecher Leman, that you only have to cover it at the time of Baruch Priyagafen, and that's enough of a Zecher Leman. I don't understand why. Lechor, if it's Zecher Leman, we're right, meaning Chai Adam was right, that it should have to be covered throughout the entire, until you actually say the Hamotzi. And in fact, it seems that there's a stira in the Chai Adam in this. Chai Adam himself, in Klal Hei, the Chai Adam writes, listen to the words. Via mapa ala shulchan tachasapas, you should have one cloth under the bread, umapa acheres al hapas, and one cloth over the bread, zecher leman, here it is, velo yosir hamapa ha'elyona ad liachar ha kiddush. So what does he say? When can you take it off? No, what does he say? Right after kiddush. But then comes along Chai Adam, Klal Vav. You have to cover because of pas boshto. And even if you already said kiddush, mikol makom, even if you said kiddush and there was no bread on the table, it's not too late. Yichasa alechem zeicha leman. Cover the bread as a zeicha leman. So what's he telling us over there? When should it be covered? Even after kiddush, cover it. So it's a stira in the Chai Adam. So you have to say, Rav Asher Weiss points out, is that it's not a stira. That in one circumstance, he's talking about where the bread was already on the table at the time of Kiddush. And in that case, it's enough of a Zecher Leman to have it covered when you're saying Kiddush. And in the other circumstance, he's talking about where you didn't fulfill the Zecher Leman while you were saying Kiddush, because it wasn't there while you were saying Kiddush. The challahs were only brought out later. So then you could still fulfill the Zecher Leman after Kiddush is over. Here's the problem with the Zecher Leman thing, right? What do we say? Zecher Leman, you should keep it covered until when? What do we say? If it's Zecher Leman, you keep it covered till when? Till the Hamotzi, through the Hamotzi. Right, when you're saying Hamotzi, that's when it's Zecher Leman. In general, when you say a bracha on food, halacha is the food has to be right in front of you, which means the food should be exposed, it should not be covered. Right, this is a whole shayla. How do you say a bracha when you take a drink from a water fountain? Kumzit? How do you say a bracha when you take a drink from a water fountain? The water's not there. It's got to be the fountain. If you have another shaila, because the water fountain might not work, so it could be that it's you're going to be a bracha chashash bracha levatala. So I think typically they say turn on the water and make sure it works, and as the water's coming out, you recite the bracha. But anyway, you're not supposed to, in a Hilchas Brachas problem, you have a problem whichever way you go. If you're trying to do Zecher Leman, you got to keep it covered. If you're trying to do Hilchas Brachas properly, you have to keep it uncovered. So I heard Rabbi Btzal Rudinsky Shlita from Mansi said that you could probably be Yotzei Kol HaDeos by keeping it partially covered. partially covered Zecher Laman, partially uncovered for Hilchos Brachos. I think he quoted from Rav Eliyashiv that was the minute that Rav Eliyashiv did. Certainly by the Chassidim, they don't have a problem, right? By those Chassidim that are makbid to have 12 loaves of bread. You see, by the Rebbes, they have 12 loaves of bread. Why do they have 12 loaves of bread? Shteitan Zohar. Zohar says that you're supposed to have 12 challahs. So this is one of the famous comments of the Vilna Gaon, I think, that the Vilna Gaon says that Kabbalah never contradicts Halacha. Right, we never really have contradictions between Kabbalah and Halacha. But Halacha says 2 loaves, and Zohar says 12 loaves. Yeah, but Yibotzea, Kula Rifta, or something like that. So the Rashba understands that you're supposed to break every loaf of bread throughout Shabbos, which means when you have Alecha Mishnah, you don't only cut one of them, you cut both of them. So if you have 3 meals, 2 loaves each meal, that's 6 loaves, and you have to cut all of them, so each of them are cut at least in half, and that's the Zohar's 12 loaves. But the Rebbes take the Zohar on at face value, and they have 12 loaves of bread. So you can't find a challah cover. Maybe the Rebbes have challah covers that big. But, you know, so what are you going to have? You'll have a challah cover that covers some of the loaves and doesn't cover other of the loaves. And that way you'll be able to be, it's like the challah cover equivalent of the Kolan Arum Talis, right? They have, maybe that's what they do with the Kolan Arum Talis the rest of the year. They cover the challahs with it. But that would be a way to satisfy both. Okay, that's nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two. What about during Kiddush at the daytime? So what would you say? Just thinking it out loud. No, if the reason is because of Yakrid Shabbat, you want to show the honor of Shabbos. I'm talking about Shabbos, and right when I finish talking about Shabbos, here it is, all this L'kavod Shabbos. Would that apply for Kiddush during the daytime? Well, what do you say at Kiddush during the daytime? Are you actually talking about Shabbos in Kiddush during the daytime? So the way many of us say Kiddush during the daytime, we are, but that's not really necessary. Right, the Gemara says that what do you say Kiddush during daytime? Kiddush Rabbah. What's Kiddush Rabbah? Baruch Pirei Gafen, and that's it. So there is no real Yakrid Shabbat. And nothing's happening now, as Shabbat is not just beginning now, I'm not declaring Shabbat now. So there's no Yakrid Shabbat in a typical Kiddush during daytime. Now the Halacha and Shulchan Aruch is, if you somehow didn't say Kiddush Friday night for whatever reason, you would say Friday night Kiddush during the day. Right, then of course you would cover the challah. But okay, so if it's Yakrid Shabbat, so maybe not. If it's Zecher Laman, is there a Zecher Laman during the daytime? Now you've proved to me if there's a Zecher Laman during the daytime. There's Lecha Mishnah during the day, right? So L'chor, you have a Zecher Laman during the day. What about Shaliyira HaPas Boshto? Yeah, Hilchos Brachos applies during the day also, right? Hilchos Brachos always applies. So L'chor, that would be enough Kamina. Okay, but again, and we could say all the logic we want. What do they say? What does it say in the books? Rabbeinu Peretz, Maseches Pesachim, Yakrid Shabbat only applies at night, because that's when Shabbos is entering, that's when you need to show that the Seudah is L'kavod Shabbos. By Seudas HaBoker, there's no inyan of bringing the Seudah after the Kiddush, and this is pointed out by Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach as well, in Shulchan Shlomo, Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, that it's the Seudah coming, Yakrid Shabbat, is only at night, not during the day. The Eliyarabba explains, based on that, why the Levush and the Magen Avraham only quote the other reasons and not the Yakrid Shabbat reason. Because they're trying to explain why you would have a challah cover not only for Friday night, but also for Shabbos day. So they don't bother quoting that reason that's only going to work for Friday night. In Nemukei Or HaChaim, I think it's a Munkacher, he says that the time of Zecher Laman is Shaykh in the morning as well, like we suggested. And he says, and therefore he has a problem. He doesn't understand why all the tzaddikim would not have challah covers during the daytime. Oh, did you know? Is that a chassidish minhag? Any chassidim here? No, in my house we have a challah cover during the daytime. He said, all the tzaddikim didn't have challah covers during the daytime. I don't understand why. He says, l'chora, zech l'ma. They try to fulfill all the shitos. He says, bivada yesh bedavar kavana al pisod ve'ilu ve'ilu divrei elokim chayim. There must be some Kabbalistic reason. But, you know, al pi halacha, he says it doesn't make sense. Now, there are those that argue that Zecher Laman is really be'ikar on Friday night. And I can bring you a raya, even though you're right. We have Lecha Mishnah Shabbos Day also. Remember we quoted a Ramah before? You got to remember this Ramah. Why is this Ramah important? Because of your kanishes, your barakas, your whatever, right? So what does the Ramah say? When do you have that? When do you have a food that has meat on the inside and dough wrapped around it? Ramah didn't say Shabbos day. He said Dafka, Friday night. Apparently there's some inyan of Dafka doing a Zecher Laman in a more intense way on Friday night. right? So it could be that there's more of a Zecher Laman issue on Friday night. And in fact, the Nimukei Or Chaim says that his father, the Darkei Tshiva, writes that you should cover some of the Chalos on Shabbos day. And you know what he says? He says, and I can explain a Tam L'Shvach from my father's minhag of covering some of the Chalos on Shabbos day. Why? The Achronim in Hilchus Tfilin. Hilchus Tfilin, what is Hilchus? Okay, this is going to be creative, right? When it comes to Tfilin Shal Rosh, they have to be Megula Al Pi V'Shulchan Aruch. They have to be uncovered. But Al Pi V'Arizal, the Tfilin Shal Rosh are supposed to be covered. So here you have another stira between Kabbalah and Halacha. I just saw in Y.U. Torah, Rabbi Yoni Levin gave a shira. What do you do when there's a stira between Kabbalah and Halacha? It was really more Kabbalah's real people, but that was the point of the shira. But what are you doing? There's a stira between Kabbalah and Halacha. So what did we say? There's never a stira between Kabbalah and Halacha. So how did the Poskim get out of this? Are your tefillin shel rosh covered or are they uncovered? So how do they get out of it? Partially covered. So you see that you're mekayim both covered and uncovered by partially covering. So mele, the same is going to be true, says the Mukhei Or Chaim, in the name of Darkei Tshiva, that the same is going to be true when it comes to the Lecha Mishnah. There might be a fourth reason. I guess I should have mentioned this earlier. I saw someone wanted to suggest a fourth reason. In the Sefer Shalmei Shabbos, he said, Chacham Echad wanted to say another reason to cover the bread at time of Kiddush, because of Ein Ma'avirin Al Mitzvos. What's Ein Ma'avirin Al Mitzvos? Where do we have Ein Ma'avirin Al Mitzvos? What? Right. You have a mitzvah opportunity that presents itself. You don't skip it to go to the next one. So where does it come up every single morning? Your tefillin, right? Your dafkar is supposed to set up your tefillin bag in such a way that you pull out the shel yad first. Because pulling out the shel rosh first creates this halachic conundrum. Really, you're supposed to put the shel yad on before you put on the shel rosh, but in mavir and element, so you can't like take the shel rosh and then put it down and take the shel yad instead. That's in mavir and element. So Magen Avraham writes that nearly the ink paid the bazer kiven the tefillin b'toch kisan. He talks about what the Mechaber says, make sure your talis is more accessible than your tefillin, because talis has to come first. So you don't want to pull out your tefillin and then your talis, because if you pull out your tefillin, you got to put them on. And talis is supposed to come first. Says Magen Avraham, nah, it's not a problem. Because even if you pull out your tefillin first, what are you pulling out? A tefillin bag. They're in the bag. When they're covered in a bag, it's no problem of Ein Ma'avir and Al Mitzvos. So what did this guy want a taina? He wanted a taina that the reason to cover the challah is that it's going to save a problem of Ein Ma'avir and Al Mitzvos. That you have a mitzvah of Lecha Mishnah in front of you, and you know the Lecha Mishnah is right here at the edge of the table, and your Kiddush cup is on that side. So you're going to pass your hand over the Lecha Mishnah and pick up your Kiddush cup. Ein Ma'avir and Al Mitzvos. So that's why you need a challah cover, because Magen Avraham says that when it's covered, it's not a violation of Ein Ma'avir and Al Mitzvos. So that's what someone wanted to suggest to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach said that that is incorrect, that that's not a valid reason, so we're going to leave that reason out. And we're not going to get into why it's incorrect, because I want to get through some more nafkaminas here. Nafkamina number three. Do you need a challah cover for Shalosh Shudas? So let's think it through. If it's Zecher Laman, let's take the easiest one. Zecher Laman. Do we do any Zecher Laman at Shalosh Shudas? Trick question. I mean, not a trick question. It's like klutz kasha. Do we do any Zecher Laman whatsoever at Shalosh Shudas? No? What is the Zecher Laman we do at Shalosh Shudas? Lech Mishnah and having Shalosh Shudas. Is it Zecher Laman? Why do we have Shalosh Shudas? The Gemara says, because in the Parsha of the Man, it says Hayom, Hayom, Hayom. So that's how I know you need three Su'udos on Shabbos. So the very idea of Shalosh Shudas in the first place is Zecher Laman. So if you're going to do Zecher Laman, l'chora, it should happen in Shalosh Shudas. If it's Mishum Yakra de Shabbata, that, I'm saying all these nice words about Shabbos, and now here, look, this is all for Shabbos. Do you have that at Shalosh Shudas? No. You don't even have, like, the Shabbos Day Kiddush where you add in these cheerful psukim before. You have nothing. That's Yakra de Shabbata. If it's because of L'yira Pasbosho, certainly not, right? Because there's no Baruch Priyagaf and there's no Kiddush at Shalosh Shudas. So that L'chora would be a nafkamina, and the Aruch HaShulchan writes, V'ein darkeinu l'chasos hapas b'sudah shlishis. It's not our minhag. And he says, why? Because anu tovsin l'ikr tam boshas. We think that the main reason is Yerushalmi's reason, the non-existent Yerushalmi, or the mystery Yerushalmi, about boshas. And my raya is, dibisu d'shlisha, saying mechas napas. No one covers the challah at shalashudas. In the din of anhagos of the Chazanish, it says Chazanish did not cover the challahs at shalashudas. But in Kafachayim, he says that even by sudas mincha, which means shalashudas, you should cover the challahs. Yeah. Now, what are you allowed to eat for shalashudas? What kind of foods are you yotzei shalashudas with? So there's a day that says just about anything in Shulchan Aruch, right? It means Yeshom, 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 Yeshom. Right? There are lots of different days in Shulchan Aruch. You need Lach Mishnah. Okay, if you don't have Lach Mishnah, you need bread. Okay, if you don't have bread, you need Mizunos, you need Targima. Right? Different, and there's even a Magen Avram in Hilchos Pesach that says, famous one, Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah. Why does Magen Avram say that in Hilchos Pesach? Why in Hilchos Pesach? Because if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you have a Shalashudas problem. You can't eat matzah and you can't eat chametz. So what do you do? So Magen Avraham says, Divrei Torah. What does he mean by that? He means you're potter. Divrei Torah is not Shalashudas, come on. He means that you're potter. That's what he means. That's what the Achronim point out, the later Achronim point out. Okay, so Shalashudas is an afkamina. The Rav Asher Weiss thought that the minhag is to be makel by shalashudas because you don't need to eat bread specifically for shalashudas. You could be yotzei with mizonos or peros according to certain deos in Shulchan Aruch. So then certainly, if you don't even need to eat bread, it's hard to say you need to cover the bread, right? Nafkamina number four. Do you need to also have something underneath the challah? No, so there's only one day that would say yes. Which one is that? The man. The man had a layer of dew underneath it, a layer of dew on top of it. It's mefurish in Tosos that mitam zecha leman hayatal milamayla umilamata vahaman benatayim. Mefurish in Shulchan Aruch also, by the way, some reishayin al siftes tzarich shetia mapa ala shulchan tachas apas umapa acheres prusa al gabav. So lechora, you have to make sure that you have a challah board. Right? You have to have something covering it underneath. Does the tablecloth count? You're in yeshiva, you don't have a challah board. Right? What do they give you in yeshiva? They put it down and you flip the plate over on top of the on top of the challah. So what's under it? The white plastic tablecloth in yeshiva is under it, right? So does that count? Says the Deborah Tzina Rav in the Tshuva, Chelek Vav Sim Kuv Lamedal, the Tshuva is Be'er Moshe, that it should be dafka a mapa and not a tavla. He says, it's not enough to have a challah board. It sounds that it should be a map, because that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Zeich Laman. Rav Nissim Karelitz, in Chut Shani, Chelik Dalet Perek Pei Hei, Os Yud Ches, Mapa Prusa Al Kol Shulchan, Nami Shapir Dami Lekisui. Even if it's just the tablecloth, that also counts. You don't need something designated for that purpose. Good. Another very common case, yeshiva case, happens all the time. One person is saying Kiddush for the whole yeshiva. But there are a million different tables in the Chadar Ochel. So does everyone have to cover their challah, or only the guy saying Kiddush? No, so how do you say the Nafkamina? If it's because of Zeich HaLaman, let's take an easy one first. If it's Zeich HaLaman, does everybody have to do it? Yeah, everyone should do Zeich HaLaman. Does everyone have to do Lach HaMishni? Yeah. If it's because of Yakra Deshabta, yeah, everyone should do it. Look, all this is the covered Shabbos. And if it's Shalayir HaPas Boshto, Hilchas Brachos, I'm not allowed to say a bracha on the wine when I have challah in front of me. When you have your challah in front of you, I'm allowed to say a bracha on the wine. Right? That's not, two people sit down to eat lunch. I don't have Dine Kedima and Hilchas Brachos based on what you're eating. Dine Kedima and Hilchas Brachos on my portion of food. So that's what I need to know. What brought, so it would only be on my food, the chara.
Wouldn't it be totally genetic a little bit?
No, because the Shamei HaKohen is being yotzei through that bracha.
No, you could say that.
Meaning, how can I be yotzei through his bracha when I have bread in front of me? Because that's the bracha he's making. I don't have that choice. I don't know. Rav Moshe has this discussion. Rav Moshe, in a tshuva in Archaim Chelkei Simen Chaf Os Yud Ches, he first says that l'chora, everybody should have to cover it if you say that it's Zecher L'Mamet. And everybody should have to cover it if you say it's Yakra L'Shabta. Then he says, and even if you say that it's about Shelo Yira Pas Boshto, it could be that everybody has to cover it. Why? So he writes, the kol masha yashayich this topic. The only reason to have a suffix about this hayil the tama yirshalmi shevi atur shloira pas boshto shev mekachin el yain is only according to that reason of pas boshto that they since they the kibbutz shehem lo wasu kiddush al yotzum imisha kiddush al shulchan acher lo nikar kol kach al shal shulchanos meiz a kiddush yotzum mekiddush imay kiddush shal yain o al pas. He says, however, I think. He says, why in the world would I choose to be Yotze with that guy's Kiddush when I have bread in front of me? I could make Kiddush on my own on this bread that's right in front of me. Why am I choosing not to say Kiddush on my own? On this, because I'm being Yotze with his Kiddush. He says, that's a boshas to the pass. He says, wait, no, maybe the only reason I want to be Yotze with his Kiddush is not to embarrass the past. The reason I want to be Yotze with his Kiddush, why else might I want to be Yotze with one guy's Kiddush? There's a concept, Berovam Hadras Melech. Says Rav Moshe, yeah, but that wouldn't be worth it to get everyone on the same page and all ready at the same time. Just for Berovam, it's not worth it. So the very fact that you're insisting, I want to be Yotze with that guy's Kiddush, it's that's embarrassing to the past, because you're telling the past, I'm sorry, I want to be Yotze with the Bar Priya Gafen. So I'm skipping the bracha on the pas. So Rav Moshe thinks this nafkamina is not a nafkamina. Six nafkamina. What about when you go for kiddush before the main suda? Like in camp sometimes, right? Before Kriya Satara, after Kriya Satara, kiddush clubs are mutter in camp. But before Kriya Satara, after, a lot of things are mutter. Before Kriya Satara, after Kriya Satara, They go out before Musaf, right? And they have a Kiddush. Yeah? So what do they have there? The most amazing chocolate babka, kakosh, whatever, I don't know, whatever your country of origin, whatever you call it. But, oh my gosh. So delicious. Do you have to cover it when you say Kiddush? Sanu, do you? If Yakar Zeshabta, L'chari, yes. If Shliyara pas boshto. Ooh, is there a dine kedima in Hilchas Brachos? Yeah, in Hilchas Brachos there is. It's chita. In Hilchas Kiddush, is there a dine kedima over there? Meaning, it's not even. If you assume pas boshto is that you're passing it up for Kiddush, you wouldn't say Kiddush on pas bavikisna. You don't say Kiddush on the lechem mishnah, right? So that yara pas boshto understanding wouldn't apply. If it's zeichel aman, is there a zeichel aman in the kakosh? No, zeichel aman is in your lechem mishnah. So there's no Zecher L'Man. Zat L'Chora would be another Nafkamina, and the Achronim point this out. I want to get through a few more, so I'm not going to document now. If let's say you're saying Kiddush on Lechem, let's say you don't have wine, you're saying Kiddush on bread, do you need to cover it? No? So what's the one that obviously doesn't apply? Shalayar Pas Boshla doesn't apply. Yarka Deshabta does apply, and Zecher L'Man certainly applies. What if you have a clear challah cover? You could see right through it. Right? So does that work? So that might not work according to any of the reasons. Right? Which one does it come closest to working for? The man, right? So I saw in the Sefer Kovitz Shuvos Rav Klein and quotes from Shmuel Kamenetsky that there are midrashim that indicate that only when the dew raised, you know, when it evaporated, only then were they able to see the man, which implies that the covering had to be something that actually covered it. Not enough to mean it. Does the challah cover have to be white? Mehichitesi. Says the Deborah Tzina Rav, I was in a Judaica store and I saw that they have colorful covers and people are violating all the menhagim. Next thing you know, there's going to be women rabbis and there's going to be... So, what's so upsetting about white... He says, no, white was because the man was covered with white dew. He says it should be dafka white. But that's if it's zeichel aman. If it's shalayir pas boshto, I don't care what color it is. If it's yakar deshabta, they also don't care what color it is. But the Betzina was very upset by this. And chelik vav sim kuf lamadalin. Ra olai habaisa. Shatame korov osechadoshos. They came up with these new things. So not everything new is like, you know, the end of the world. Sometimes it is. So you have to, you need a big person to judge when something new. Rav Shach says, when something is a chiddush and when it's a shinoi. So is this a shinoi? So Debra Sina thinks it is. I'll just quickly list the last two because it's time for Maariv. Can you just leave the challahs off the table till after Kiddush? Would that work? Instead of having a challah cover, just don't bring them till after Kiddush. If it's Zeich Laman, doesn't work. If it's Shlayer Pasposto, great! That's even better. And if it's Yakra Deshabta, also great! That was the best! Totally bring the table after the Kiddush. That was the minhag, I think they say, of the Gra, that they would only bring the challahs afterwards. And finally, do you need it for Havdalah? If you're going to be eating Malav Malka. If you have Malav Malka set on the table, you need to cover the Malav Malka food when you're saying Havdalah. Certainly Yakra Deshabta doesn't apply. Certainly Zeich Laman doesn't apply. But maybe Shloyer HaPas Bosho does apply. Okay, so there's a lot to study over here. But thank you very much for coming tonight. And keep on learning beautifully. Have a wonderful evening.